Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and our third hour listening to Ani DeFranco coming in that will become relevant as to our conversation in just a moment. We are thrilled the New York State Writers Institute, after a brief pause going from their fall season to the spring season, the season gets underway tomorrow and will... the spring semester season, I guess. They're going to stage events through early May featuring just great contemporary writers, authors of number one bestsellers, memoirists, historians, journalists, fantasy writers, poets, podcasters, a couple of presidential candidates, and much, much more. So it's just an amazing list of people, which we'll talk about in just a moment. We do so with the great Paul Grondahl, who is the Opalka Endowed Chair of the New York State Writers Institute. And Paul joins us on the roundtable this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. It's always great to be with you, Joe, and so many good things happening at WAMC. We love that you're part of us.
I don't know if your ears were ringing or not, but what's today? Today's Wednesday, so it was yesterday's show. It was yesterday's show. We were talking about Teresa Bourgeois brought up Mayor Corning, mm-hmm. and Mike Spain was here, and then Mike Spain and Teresa started the show by telling these great Mayor Corning stories, and then we started talking about that if anybody didn't know about Mayor Corning, that the essential biography on Mayor Corning is your book on this, what, 43 years that he was a mayor of this city, and one of the greatest pieces of nonfiction. And so we were singing your praises yesterday, and it's for anyone who hasn't read that book, it's just amazing.
Now, thanks, Joe. I mean, that was a great project. I'm really happy. I was mentioning just before we went on the air that I just turned in my Andy Rooney biography, another Albany guy, and that'll be great when it comes out next fall, part of SUNY Press. But Mayor Corning, apropos of driving through the very pretty well-plowed streets of Albany coming down to the station today, Mayor Corning used to say, "God put the snow here. God will take it away."
Yeah.
And he was the mayor for life, and everyone just accepted that.
Yes. And like the closest election he had was over that issue, right?
Yes.
I mean, and that's how it came up in our discussion. Well, don't you have a beautiful season getting underway tomorrow night? It's an awful lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, great fall season. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice. And so when you look at this, how would you characterize the docket you have put together?
I mean, I have to give credit to our team and our creative genius. You know all of our team, but Mark Koplik, our assistant director, is really the mastermind behind this program. And it's so diverse, so much range. We're kind of trying new things every semester. This semester we have some influencers, some podcasters, but we also look back at our great history. We are now also in our 43rd year, and you know, Toni Morrison, who was part of the University at Albany. We're doing a beautiful, finally a permanent display of her desk and chair, which we have kept in good shape in our offices since the 1980s. We're also honoring our founder, William Kennedy. He's got a fantastic Library of America edition coming out in the spring. And we haven't added the date to our program yet, but we will. So we're looking ahead and we're looking back. And it's just an amazing season. The range of the people. Ani DeFranco, it was beautiful music. Whoever cued that up, you know, we're so excited to have her. Yeah,
We're doing a Creative Life event with Ani DeFranco, and I'll be interviewing Ani and the co-author of this amazing book. I got the book in the mail yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't yet.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It's a really beautiful book, Akashic Books, and it's really just a stunning piece of work, and so I look forward to that event, a Creative Life event that we've been doing a really long time. It sort of scares me.
Right when I came in, I'm coming up on 9 years, and that was how long it's been going, Joe. We love that you do that show, and Sarah comes, and that later goes on the air. We love being partners with WAMC, and especially you. You are a book person. You have done so much for booksellers and for literary organizations like ours.
Well, I just love being a part of it, and you know, we're good friends and good partners, and the Ani DiFranco conversation, which will also include the co-author of that book and her partner in crime and in putting this project together, Lauren Coyle Rosen, will be there, and we'll be talking to both of them on March 24th at 7:30 at Page Hall. But let us talk about tomorrow night, because that's when it all kicks off, and I believe we begin with language and linguistics.
Yeah. This kid, Adam Alexic, he was the salutatorian at Albany High School, so he's a local kid. And the Albany School District is getting behind it, and we hope we're getting some high school kids coming. And this is how he started. He calls himself the etymology nerd. He's really interested in provenance of words and how it evolves moment by moment on the web, specifically TikTok. And I started reading Algo Speak, and these young kids are really smart, Joe. They get around the censors with all these interesting little words. They see how the algorithm works, and they won't let them say certain words or certain things, and they have ways around it. And the book really dives into, I mean, our language, the English language is always evolving, but it's going at warp speed now. And he has an Instagram at Etymology Nerd, where he's got millions of followers, and young people are getting into it, which is exciting. They're really interested in the language and what he has to say, because it's their world, you know?
Graduated from Albany High in 2019, yes. So yeah, I think
he's
that qualifies
kid.
As a kid. Yeah,
our world, I have ties older than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. You and I, right? Shoes, right? Exactly. And that event is January 29th, and it will take place at 4:30 at the main theater. On the campus, uptown campus of UAlbany. And then that's just the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, the timing is perfect, so we kick off tomorrow night. But you have had so many of these great authors on your show. I'm thinking of Allegra Goodman. I heard your interview with her. Yep. She's coming February 11th. She's got a new novel. This is not about us. I mean, the hits just keep coming. We can go chronologically with our list. We have 30-plus events, and they're all amazing people from every type of genre you can think of.
I'm very excited. I'll be interviewing Allegra Goodman. I love her work. I was just down at the Strand Bookstore, and I picked up a first edition copy of Catterskill Falls, which just reminded me of the first book I read by her, and I was enthralled by that. And I've just started the new one. It's just amazing, really good stuff. But yeah, you talk about everything from robots to
right. I mean, AI is big at the university. We have a big new cohort of professors looking at every part of AI, so we're really digging into, I mean, this is also just like Algo Speak, this is transformative. It's happening in real time. You and I and anyone else who deals with words and writing is confronting it now.
I just want to let people know that they can see the full schedule for this spring season by going to the website www.nyswritersinstitute.org. nyswritersinstitute.org, and you can see the schedule of events for spring 2026, as we'll probably hop around a little bit. But you, as you said, we're not going to get to all 30, but there's a lot of great events, and people can check out the full roster when you go online. Film always has been a big part
yeah.
of what you do.
So our film festival on March 28th, and it's a one day. We really focus on bookish is our theme. We focus on conversations. We don't have the space or the time to show a lot of full-length films, but in the run-up to it, you know, John Sayles, Schenectady native, amazing novelist who, you know, we know him as a novelist and a filmmaker. We're showing his first film, Return of the Secaucus 7, and then he's going to be part of the film festival. So several of these films that we're showing free on Friday nights at Page Hall, we hope you'll come, are related to books or discussions that will be at the film festival. The author who wrote the film that the Dylan film was based on, When Dylan Goes Electric, you know, we're showing that film, A Complete Unknown, and then he will be at the film festival to talk about how the movie reflects his book. So a lot of these are books into movies. That's kind of our niche, screenwriters. So a lot about the writing that goes into a movie.
And a wonderful opportunity, obviously, to see the film, but then to
right.
learn more about it. I love to read the book and see the movie. That's usually
it's,
in that
it's
order.
Always a debate, you know.
Yeah, which do you do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just had this with Hamnet, but I have not seen that yet. I read the book and then saw the movie.
Yeah.
And I was glad that it was the order I chose. Some really good stuff coming up again. It's all on the website, and then. I mean, just two interesting people that are coming that both of political nature. Joe Manchin.
Yeah, it's a good book. I've read it.
Oh, that's great. I'm
not sure the center will hold. He thinks it will. The book is called Dead Center, and that's where he fell on issues. He was not. The Republicans didn't like him. The Democrats certainly didn't like him.
I was going to say, I wonder what the crowd's going to be like.
Neither party liked him. But the cool part of the book is he always tried to bring the sides together. He has this boat on the Potomac, and he would invite three Republican senators and three Democratic senators. And actually, some compromise came out of it, and he calls it Almost Heaven, based on the John Denver, West Virginia song. And, I mean, this guy comes across as reasonable. But can we be reasonable in our politics? I don't know. But he actually makes a strong case for compromise, getting the two sides of the aisle together. And he often did do that. But he also took on Biden, took on Obama, and took on Trump in some ways. And he brings you into these meetings in the White House that were not nice. They were very heated, and Joe held his ground. Big guy, was a former football player. He wouldn't budge when he felt something was right.
West Virginia governor, then yes. Of course a senator in West Virginia for 15 years.
Yeah.
I think until he retired last year. So that event is March 23rd, Monday night at Page Hall on the downtown campus, and will be quite interesting. The other political type, a man who ran for president, is Andrew Yang.
Yeah,
and,
we're excited to get him. He's also Schenectady, and
yeah.
You know, a lot of these people are very busy. That's, again, Mark Koplik. You know, we chase them. We might not get them this semester, maybe not next semester, but eventually we will get them. Salman Rushdie, we were trying to get him for 30 years when the fatwa was on, and he finally came. And
yep.
So you sometimes play the long game with these people. And we have a model that we don't pay them a lot, but we give them an amazing, appreciative audience. And our audience buys a lot of books, which is important to their publishers.
The name of Andrew Yang's book is Hey Yang, Where's My $1,000? And that's Thursday, April 16th, and will be taking place also at Page Hall. And our good friend Judas Enk is going to be right before, 2 days before Earth Day, will be speaking about her new book, The Problem with Plastic, and be in conversation. And it's a great book.
It's a sobering, and she has the facts, and the facts are pretty grim with all the plastic. Yeah,
it's really good stuff, and I'm glad she's doing an event with the writers. She's been all over the place.
Yeah,
the
she has.
She's really been.
She's doing great, and it's off to a great start. And we know that'll be a good audience. She's on your roundtable regularly, and she's got a huge network here, and we want to fill the space.
Absolutely. I want to take a break from talking about this just for a second, because you put out a great a press release or a social media post, maybe it was both, reminding people that there's no tickets to these events.
No,
you don't have to like sit on and wait on in queue some ticketing site to get in. These are free. They're open to the public,
right.
and you come and get there early and enjoy these incredible events.
Yeah, that's what we love. I mean, great support from the University of Albany from our very beginning in 1983. I do a lot of fundraising. We have some very generous supporters, some sponsors, and that's how our students have a lot of financial need. We have many classes that come. We also buy sometimes books for them if they can't afford books. And then anyone can come. Just come early if you want a good seat. You don't have to sign up. There's no charge. There is a charge for selected shorts. That comes up from Symphony Space in New York, and that's the one event that we charge every year. But it's a very small fee.
Yeah.
It's a fraction of what you'd pay in New York City.
And
May 2nd.
For the general public, and then and even less for students and, and staff and so forth of the university. I'm always taken by because when we're like when you and I are standing backstage waiting to go out for an event, you never really know how many people are going to be there.
No.
And that's sort of exciting.
It is.
I mean, like, maybe you get
sometimes
a, like,
less
a
exciting,
set.
Joe.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'll tell you, within our staff, we have a little over under. Now, there's no wagering, but we always put up our over under.
Yeah.
I'm always optimistic. I probably
you hope. Well, and then like one, you know, one little squall can screw it all up.
Right.
You know,
right.
So but I've always been impressed by the number of people that are there and the excitement level of the people who are there.
It's a lot of overlap with your audience. These are very smart, educated people that read books and they want to talk about these great ideas that these books contain.
Let's see. There's a couple of these I wanted to make note of. One is David Gooderson, who has a book called Evelyn in Transit. I think that book actually came out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, brand new. A lot of the people we're bringing in is like right on the kickoff of their book tour.
But
yeah.
this guy wrote a really great best-selling novel, Snow Falling on Cedars, back in 1994. And this is a new book, Evelyn in Transit, and it looks great.
Yeah. Mark has read it. I haven't read it yet. He said it's amazing. He's from out in my... where I come from, the Pacific Northwest. I believe he still lives on Bainbridge Island. And, he's got that great Northwest vibe.
I just want to read a line.
Yeah.
Which is, here's what the book is about. One day, a trio of Buddhist lamas show up at the door of a free-spirited woman who had hitchhiked across the American West taking odd jobs. They show up at her door to announce that her 5-year-old son is the 7th reincarnation of the illustrious new Norbu Rinpoche, the Tibetan Buddhist master, setting off a family crisis and a media firestorm. Stir, mix, and enjoy. How cool is that?
I mean, that's a great setup for a novel.
Yeah, that's a good pitch line,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
That's
I
perfect.
Mean, that's pure imagination.
Good stuff. What else are you looking forward to? Is there anything
I mean, I'm looking forward to Manchin. I'm going to do that moderating. I mean, Jelani Cobb, a major, major writer for The New Yorker, also the chair of the journalism department at Columbia University, and... Our friend Casey Seiler, the editor-in-chief of the Times Union, will be leading that conversation. I'm also excited about David Nassau, who I've known from... He wrote the beautiful major biography on William Randolph Hearst called The Chief. This is part memoir, but also a reported book on World War II veterans, including his father, who came back and didn't talk about the war, but suffered a lot of deep, deep psychic wounds. It's called The Wounded Generation, Coming Home After World War II. That's on May 7th.
Great stuff, and really wonderful events that are taking place. It all begins tomorrow night. You can find out more by going to the website, which is www.nysnywritersinstitute.org, nyswritersinstitute.org, to see the schedule of events for spring 2026. We thank you for doing this wonderful work. We thank you for bringing these incredible authors and creatives to our region and giving us a chance to wallow in their brilliance.
We love this partnership, and let's fill up that lockbox. I like to see how it's going. It's going good down here at WMC headquarters.
We're
going to
do it right. We're going to them right now. Paul, you're the best. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Joe.
We're going to get a quick update, and then we'll go over to Pledge Central.